We're going to dive deep into RLS today. We're going to talk about what it is, why it's hard to treat, how CBD, gabapentins, and a few new therapies showing promise.
Welcome to the CBD Ed Show with Edward Cheney, the founder and CEO of Cannafil.
Welcome to the CBD Ed Show. I'm your host, Ed Cheney, along with the beautiful Kimberly Rose.
Thank you, Ed. Hello, everyone.
I think we have an exciting subject for you today. It is one that gains attention globally, and nobody has really solved it. And anybody who has this condition or knows of somebody who has this condition, Kimberly,
yes,
that it's miserable. It's not life-threatening, but it is miserable to live with. And this is what RLS is. RLS, Restless Leg Syndrome. And I know as soon as I said that out loud, we have a lot of listeners that just tuned in.
Right, yeah. And you know, I think there's actually a lot of people that don't realize that they have it.
You know what? As I was peering through all this data, I also read the same thing.
Yeah.
Like diagnoses, even from medical students.
Yeah.
Long time before something happens.
Right. Well, I mean, even teenagers, we call them growth spurts, but they're now finding out that it's actually a restless leg syndrome that they're going through during adolescence.
Yes, I thought that was extremely interesting.
Yeah.
Well, let's give you the lay of the land. We're going to dive deep into RLS today. We're going to talk about what it is, why it's hard to treat, how CBD, gabapentins, and a few new therapies showing promise. That's going to be today's show. So let's just dive right on in and start with understanding RLS. Okay, so what we know about this. It's a neurological condition. Irresistible leg movement due to discomfort. It's kind of like a creepy, twitchy, deep ache. All right, that was the textbook version. Let me give you mine. Freaking something that it will just drive you insane.
Yeah.
And it can last hours until you either fall asleep or you get up and move, or it just takes my breath away just thinking about it.
Right. I think you've described it to me as like just like little creepy crawlies all over your legs, and
yep.
You just can't find a place for them to go away. And it's really tough to watch him go through it on the nights that he does, because sometimes I think he's going through it. I mean, you don't really share.
No, it's, you know, after 20 years, by the way, just let that out. After 20 years of having it, it's not something to share anymore.
Yeah.
Suffer in silence.
Right. It's just part of your night sometimes.
Yeah.
And for you, you say it comes and goes.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk about the things that both from the research, what might trigger it, as well as my own experiences.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure anybody out there that's listening, this stuff will be familiar. Those who have somebody they know that has it, you can now engage in your conversations better with them, so forth and so on. So that's kind of the idea of today's show. Plus, amazingly, we found a connection with RLS and the ECS system, the endocannabinoid system, and we'll be sharing that with you today too. Let's keep going. Couple of key stats right up the beginning. What is the percentage of adults that have this?
I have no, I mean, I did an email on this to you guys. It's not large.
It wasn't, and it surprised me that it wasn't large.
Yeah.
I thought I was among gazillions of people, but no, 10% of adults will have this. Often misdiagnosed, so that number could be higher.
Yeah, and I think, again, I think there's a lot of people that don't realize they have it.
And there's also, there's strong links to dopamine, iron deficiencies, and genetics.
Right.
All right. The use of dopamines.
Yeah.
All
One
right.
of the things I just kind of flabbergasted, because I don't think I've ever really heard a female say it, but they have restless leg more than men.
You share that, and I really, they're quieter then. They must suffer in silence even more than men do. Hey, men tend to be a little drama around.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to say it.
Don't worry. At my age, I'm okay. I have to accept it. I would have fought you earlier, but not anymore. I agree with it 100%. This is our opportunity to get affection and nurturing and attention. My leg. All right. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this thing. Suggesting that there might be a nutrient deficiency, and that might include iron, magnesium, folate, and B12.
Yeah.
Those are just suggestions. You'll find out later that we encourage that. Maybe you get, test for iron. That's pretty easy to do at the doctor's office. Substance triggers. Oh, and I hated this because once I saw them in a list, I went, well, man, I certainly have exposure to almost all of those.
That, yeah, I when I looked at that list, thinking when I made that email, I went, oh no, this is Ed all over the place.
Right. Here we go. Caffeine. And I'm an Aries, so I am absolutely reliant on caffeine, multiple cups throughout the day. Anyway, stimulates nervous system and can worsen RLS. Alcohol disrupts sleep cycle and aggravates symptoms. Nicotine re reduces blood flow and may irritate the nerves. Antihistamines known to worsen RLS in some people. And then finally, heavy sugar can spike inflammation and interfere with sleep.
Yeah.
All
So
right.
those are the two things you do. You have your caffeine pretty much all day, and then you've been known to have a little bit of sugar in the evening.
Yeah, and even so, in the evening is when it hits. Yeah, that's a good point. So,
Yeah.
by the way, even going through this exercise of preparing for this episode, I also have learned a lot. Thank you very much, Kim, for bringing this idea to the table and doing the research that you did, because I know I'm walking away with something that might help relieve some of the purgatory that I can go through on a nightly basis. Anyway, so if you notice here, they're talking about interfering with sleep. And they'll talk about it often about interfering with sleep. Why? Because once you do fall asleep, restless leg tends to disappear. If you have severe restless leg, it can wake you back up. But for me, if I can get to sleep, I'm normally over that issue for the night. All right. Hey, sleep hygiene and bedtime rituals. Irregular sleep or poor sleep quality can contribute. Recommendations: go to bed at a reasonable time and repeat that on a regular cycle. Limit white noise. Also avoid laying still for a long time. Now, difficult to do, but I see the importance of that because it's always in the evening. Mine starts up right around 8:30, and that's where I find myself wanting to not move around so much.
Right, because we have dinner and then we're,
Oh, a little bit
might be
of
couch bound after that.
It's possible, but you know what? Either way, it just starts to slow down, and yeah, it just worsens it. And now, years ago, I used to get up and I used to do squats, and I would practice things that would put a lot of movement in my muscles, and even more so, I used to put weight on so that I could act like I was doing squats and try to stress the muscle out or tire it out. Sometimes it would have an impact and sometimes it wouldn't. Let's keep going. Mental health stress. This I also would agree with. I have found over 20 years that certain things in my world would contribute to either it worsening or improving. Good nutrition, good eating habits would tend to decrease the symptoms. I also noticed that poor nutrition and poor habits would exacerbate it. I knew that stress over periods of time, not just having a stressful day, but maybe a stressful week would increase the symptoms. I noticed if I drank too much alcohol, I would increase the symptoms. So just sharing some things there. Mental health, they also suggest then if you have these issues, they are creating a higher level of cortisol. And they are suggesting that there is a connection to an increase in symptoms if your cortisol level goes up.
Okay. Have we talked about cortisol in? No, we
Not so
haven't.
much. I
Okay.
mean, we have when we talk about anxiety and the ECS system, it comes up. But so if anybody wants to know more about it, look for any of our podcasts labeled anxiety, and usually that'll surface there, or do your own homework. Practices that may help with this increased level of cortisol. You already know them. I'm just bringing them back to the surface again. Meditation or breathing work, journaling. This helps calm thoughts. And then CBD or adaptogens. Now, I know we're just starting to introduce that in. We'll have more information on this later. All right. Now.
Well, it's funny if you go on TikTok and you
But you're on TikTok now with all the
search
blue light there.
for restless leg remedies, I guess we'll say restless leg remedies. They are, well, a lot of it is magnesium, okay? And then some of them are stretches that you can do because I think somehow it starts in the lower spine and shoots down. those
No
signals.
kidding.
So there's some stretching there that they say you can do in the evening. There's even a crazy TikTok that I saw where a guy takes his socks and ties one sock around each foot. So one sock and one sock, and just ties it like that. And somehow, and he goes to bed with those socks tied on there. And that redirects the brain to stop sending that signal and try and figure out why there's sock on your
He's
foot.
distracting the nervous system.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say when I share one of the suggested therapies, it's going to be very similar to that.
Okay, I
So I
that was
think
funny.
it's funny, but I have a feeling it's got real potential. It
Yeah.
just sounds super silly. Yeah,
Yeah, I
right.
don't know how you can sleep with a sock tied around your foot, but
I'm pretty sure that's the game plan.
right.
Keep that mind distracted. And I even think about it. And I'll just say, anybody with RLS already knows this. I can try to get my mind away from it, and I cannot. And it does not matter how hard I try. And I think the harder I try, the worse it gets, the more I have to focus in on it.
Yeah. I feel like it's like a mosquito bite, right? Where you're just like, oh my God, that itches so
Just want
bad, but
to
I'm not
itch.
gonna scratch. I'm not gonna do
Good point. Good point. Now, listen, there's a couple underlying conditions. So if you have these, you are more likely to develop RLS. And that's chronic kidney disease, diabetes, pregnancy, and neuropathy. Keep that in mind. Again, a lot of misdiagnosis. So if you have one of those conditions and any of these symptoms we are talking about today could have RLS. And if you do, we're talking about treatments and remedies that are currently available.
Now, did any of your findings talk about it being hereditary? Because I
Yes.
found that in my
Yes.
research.
You're absolutely right. So if your parents had it, likely you will. And you know how hereditary works. Sometimes it passes on to one child and not the other, or
Yeah.
sometimes it'll skip generations. I'm pretty sure it follows all that as well.
Wow. I hope the
But
boys don't get it. Or just
me
don't.
too. Me too. All right. Now, let's talk about, first of all, some standard treatment landscape. So the first line of meds, let's go pharmaceutical first. Gabapentin and pregabalin. Pregabalin is both of these are what they call alpha 2 delta ligands. So they have the ability to modulate
Oh.
receptors that are in that area. So they are not opioid based. They're not pain relievers in that manner. So there's not a real big addiction issue. And I even have some comparison even between those two to share with you. So first of all, so here we go. Mechanism, they quiet the nerve's overactivation by modulating calcium channels. But anyway, you get what I'm saying, all right?
Right.
There's a lower risk of augmentation versus like dopamine pain relievers. And then finally, there's some side effects, but they're low. They're drowsiness, dizziness, and can be weight gain. So I'm pretty sure some of you would go, okay, that's off the list. Here we go. The differences between these two. Gabapentin kind of was certainly created long time ago. So that has absolutely been used and has some moderate effects. But the pregabalin is now preferred when, first of all, the gabapentin causes GI issues or it's too sedative. If that happens, then you want to go to the pregabalin. If the patient has coexisting anxiety or fibromyalgia, definitely want to go back to paragabalin. Also, it seems to be faster and more stable than gabapentin.
Okay.
Okay, so now paragabalin, I hear, is more expensive than the gabapentin. That's something to take into consideration. I don't think either one of them have any worse side effects than the other. And both of these medications are for medium to severe restless leg. They're
Okay.
not designed for somebody that just has it on occasion. There
Yeah.
you go. Now the dopamine pain relievers, used to be the standard, but to be honest, they did not work long term, and then you also had to be cautious about the concerns of dopamine.
Yeah.
Opioids also was in that treatment, but we all know how we feel about opioids now.
Yeah, they're just not a great idea.
Well, they're certainly hard on the ECS system trying to keep the for the ECS trying to keep itself in a state of homeostasis when there's opioids in play. It was extremely difficult.
Even low
Thereby, it's
dose.
not doing what it should do because it's too busy over here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Here's some fun stuff. Emerging solutions. I told you that, that sock thing had some potential. First of all, we got something called Tomac. It's a wearable leg cuff that stimulates peroneal nerves. It mimics the motion of walking to calm nerve signals. So imagine this. You're going to have a cuff on each ankle, and it's going to shoot little signals into the leg, much like, remember those little ab workout belts that you'd put on, and you'd have a six pack inside of a week if you wore it up. Right, there you go. I'm pretty sure it's something like that.
So
Okay.
your body thinks
It's walking.
it's walking.
All right.
Gotcha.
And so this is drug-free, FDA cleared, great for those looking for to reduce medication, to try to do this without medication. There is a injection in the neck to calm the sympathetic nerve system. Sounds kind of challenging.
It doesn't sound like something I'd want to try.
Right? And finally, there's a sock. Apparently, you tie it on one leg and tie it next to the other one, and good luck.
Yeah, I mean, again, it looked a little crazy in the video, but he's like, yeah, you think you're going to put it on? You're not going to put it on. You're actually going to tie it on, and you want to tie it on the foot, tight enough that obviously it stays on all night.
Good point. Let's go to what Kimberly found. The CBD and the ECS angle. Now, ECS, remember, your endocannabinoid system that manages a lot of functions in your body, mostly to get it to stay in a state of homeostasis. And it does that through regulating things. This is neuro, and ECS has a lot of impact on neural. Let's talk about this. So, potential, CBD's potential, and I really want, I know you did most of the homework, so if I'm overstepping,
It's
you
okay.
just stop me. Muscle relaxation. CBD's potential is for muscle relaxation. We all have experienced that.
Yes.
Nerve calming. We've all experienced that.
Yes.
Sleep support. All have experienced that. Now, I should let you know there is a current human trial going on right now, and they'll have the results by the end of this year, they promise. And it is with CBD use, considering just this point here. So again, all these human trials, exciting as hell.
Yeah.
But they were very optimistic about a positive outcome on this.
Nice. Again, I don't know, we said this last week, but human trials, this is so wonderful because I'm really tired of talking about rats. I'm really ready to move past the poor mouse that has to go through all these things.
Well, yeah, well, that's nice from a nurturing, yes, person like yourself. But I get into these studies and these reviews, and I'm like, oh, great, oh, great, look at all this wonderful data. And then, oh, yeah, human trials may show something different, but this is what we have from the rat. Ah, darn it. Okay.
Yeah.
Bum, ba-da-bum. Okay, this is our chance to show you a product that Ed uses.
Oh, yeah.
So I have used this on occasion for RLS. More than you think, because sometimes I just get so frustrated. And the two things I have found that will help, but not always, are heat, like a little heat blanket, and two, the CBD roll-on. And this roll-on I have found was different from a topical salve. This roll-on went in super fast. It's the same one I use if I'm in bed and I get a muscle cramp, one of those giant ones. And you can just sit around for like 45 minutes hoping that thing to go away while I roll this on, and in 2 minutes, I'm back in bed asleep. So what I would do is I would roll this around. Because I have it on my leg, I would roll it around all parts of my lower leg, just above my knee, and then right below my knee. That's what I would do, and I'd do all sides, and then I'd sit there and I'd let that kind of soak in for 2 minutes, and I'd run right into bed, and it allowed me to get to sleep. Now, it wasn't 100% of the time. But on most cases, when it was serious and I was fighting with it for, over an hour and just getting super frustrated, I always went to that roll-on, and it always gave me some relief, if not 100% enough to fall asleep.
Well, I mean, that's my best friend. If I have a tension headache, I just roll it on the back of my neck and my headache is gone.
All right.
And it is just wonderful because I get a lot of tension headaches. I'm staring at a computer all day. It's that whole sitting there like that is it's scary.
Okay. Do-do-do-do. All right, back to the show. So we also have dug out some lifestyle things. Like if you find out that you are deficient in iron, and a deficiency, Is negative is less than 75 nanograms per milliliter of whatever they're testing. I think that's your blood. I'm positive it's your blood.
Yeah,
So if you have a reading less than 75 nanograms per milliliter, then you are considered iron deficient, and you should do an iron supplement therapy.
right.
Okay.
And what is the name of that test?
Ferritin.
Ferritin
Yes.
test.
Okay.
Because have you, do you know if you've ever had that?
I do not.
So when you go to the doctor next, let's ask
Yeah,
if you can get
yeah,
that
you made
test.
that suggestion, and I'm absolutely going to. I make it a practice to try to get blood work at least every year.
Well, yeah,
And there's another
definitely.
cool thing, guys. I send my blood work up to ChatGPT
Yes, he does.
every time.
Yes, he
And
does.
then and when I see adjustments in either direction, I ask for an assessment or a reflection on why. And it's been wonderful. It's helped me create a good nutrition practice and fitness practice. I love it.
Well, and I think that made sense
Okay.
for the women, because a lot of women suffer with iron deficiency. A
Okay.
lot of
Okay.
women, yeah.
Okay. Well, we also have good sleep hygiene. Now, this might include cognitive distraction techniques like the sock thing, right? Or doing some meditation, or not moving. I mean, not staying still right before sleep time. So yes, there is some cognitive distraction techniques you may try to adapt to. You should journal the effects of these. You should, right? Because we know how challenging this can be.
And one of the things that they suggested when I did the email was, those games that I play on my phone at night,
Yes.
the
A
all those games, a
distraction.
distraction while you're laying there, not watching the TV show that we're watching, but you're
Yeah.
playing your games. That's also a distraction that you can use while you're sitting there on the couch.
And nowadays, there's not a phone out there that doesn't have a blue light sensor that's not adjusting to the evening time. I see my phone do it all the time. I can't say that for all TVs yet, but I can certainly say most current phones are adjusting for red light. So I think that's a kind of neat idea. Let's go to light movement, warm baths, massage, stretching. These are all techniques. Again, I would, and I have not, and I need to journal these activities, because once you find out which one of these works, guess what? It's magic, because when you need it, you're really glad you figured it out. Avoid caffeine, alcohol, SSRIs, because they can worsen symptoms. You know, that's Tylenols, that's right, antihistamines. So we hope maybe those lifestyle switches or adjustments can also help. Now, you notice that Kimberly had mentioned a couple of times about, oh, yes, the email I sent out. I'll take this time to tell you what email she's talking about. She has a, what would I call it? A wellness lifestyle newsletter that goes out frequently throughout the month. And it's all about what we're talking about today. She picks a topic, she deep dives into it, and she puts her findings in an email and sends it to her community. So if you are ever interested, it's called Kim's Corner. Simply email or go to the Canafil website. You'll find a way to get onto that email list, or you can just email team@canafil.com and get the same outcome. Okay. Anyway, do that because it's spectacular. She does it from her heart. It really is. It's kind of been a really nice, warm community thing that she's built over the last couple of years.
Yeah,
Kudos to you.
I like sharing what I find, and anything that makes us a little bit better off physically and mentally right now is a
Yeah.
good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And for all of you guys out there or either suffering from restless leg syndrome or know somebody that's suffering from restless leg syndrome, I sense that there is a new energized movement to find some type of at least pharmaceutical solution. Now, listen, when you have as many, I mean, 10% may not be that big, but the population is growing. And if you want, what I believe might have happened is population grew enough that now 10% makes sense to pharmacology.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, if you can find a natural
Yeah,
way,
natural.
it feels better. And obviously, it's going to cost less because if you're on a prescription, we all know what that's like,
Yeah.
cost-wise and everything else. And you always got to keep up with it. And it's just, if you can just change just a few things, some tweaks.
Yeah. And if I can, let me just give you a few pieces about using CBD, or the findings of CBD. I know I have that in here. The ECS regulates dopamine sensory processing, nerve excitability, and sleep. It's because of that. Because ECS regulates those areas, that there is now emerging evidence suggesting that the endocannabinoid deficiency, which is why most people take CBD because they have a deficiency in there, could be out of balance and contribute to RLS.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
think it just like any other deficiency that we have in our body as we age, we just don't make it like we did when we were young. Just like vitamin D, all those things, you just have to add a little bit more into your daily routine, and
Yeah.
it really makes a difference.
Yeah. And 100%. And I know mine would probably be a lot less. Oh, because over 20 years, I would have thought. So everybody said, yeah, then it's going to move to your next leg and then it's going to move into your arms. And for 20 years, I pretty much have either I had an impact on isolating it to just one leg. And every once in a while, it'll move over to the second one, but then it just stops and goes back. It's likely because I've treated it with a lot of the symptoms we've talked about today. Other than pharmacology, I have had those suggestions exposed to, especially the opioid one, and I've declined them every time. But
Let me ask you this.
yeah.
I know you recently suffered with sciatica. Is it the same leg?
Yes.
It okay,
And
see, that's what they said.
it exacerbated my RLS like crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, did it do it? And both of those are neural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is concentrating on that one leg, your
Yeah.
sciatica, and now thank goodness you got rid of that.
Yes. Yeah. So I went to extreme measures to get rid of sciatica. My daily fitness regimen went directly to that.
Yeah.
So with the intention of getting rid of it permanently, not just temporary relief too. Which, by the way, I can say it took me about 3 months, but it was super effective. And anybody having sciatica, jeez, that was a relief.
Yeah.
Oh
Get
yeah,
rid of that. Yeah.
absolutely. So we got.
Exercises aren't difficult. They really aren't.
Oh no,
No.
you just had to know what they were. And even once you understood the first six or seven of them, you go, oh, that's the area they're looking for. I can now start being more creative and innovative and working all around that area. So absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you decide to go in that route, use online tutorials, social media, people, as soon as you put in the word sciatica, well, you're already going to get everybody's ideas for exercises and just use your intelligence to go like that one, that one, that one, that one, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just kept evolving. I did want to share with you, if you did want to follow this ongoing clinical trial that they're promising will have such great
Outcome.
outcomes, that trial is called NCT 0686-3740. Repeat it one more time. NCT 0686-3740. I can go to this extent, go to this to because I know those people who are suffering that ongoing trial would be valuable. Now, once that data is released, we're going to have an entire episode on it. Just FYI. Okay, now a little bit of recap here. RLS is more than just jumpy legs, it's a neurological condition. Okay, so just jumpy legs, everybody can, oh, what's your problem? No, it's there. It's there every night for me. Every night. And when it flames up, it takes a month and a half for me to calm it down.
Yeah.
Where it's not really affecting my sleep. So there's new tech like Tomac and options like gabapentin and change that are changing the game. CBD also becoming part of that toolbox, but still research is still catching up there. Now, if you're living with RLS, like him, and I have to, because she has to live with it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's yeah. Suggestions would be track your symptoms.
Yeah.
Get an iron test and explore alternatives. But when you do, journal them. Okay. And definitely want to encourage you to talk to your doctor because not only the iron test, but there could be medication decisions. They might decide, let's do this instead of this because of your RLS. And you'll go, wow, I'm glad I shared. Because had not, they wouldn't have given the consideration. So remember, modulation of those systems are a big component of what pharmacology does.
Right.
All right, so hey, listen. Thank you for listening and joining our show today. Stay tuned for more impactful topics. This is the CBD Ed Show where wellness meets real talk. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye now.